The talks encountered a major setback Wednesday when Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf reportedly backed out of a plan to help inaugurate the Jirga Thursday morning. Hundreds of delegates from both countries began gathering in the dusty Afghan capital Wednesday. The Jirga comes amid a surge in militant violence. Afghanistan's six-year Taliban insurgency is bloodier than ever. More than 6,000 people have been killed in the past 18 months. Pakistan has been rocked by a wave of suicide attacks that have left nearly 300 people dead in recent weeks. Both sides blame the other for the region's growing insecurity, and cross-border ties are at an historic low. Here in Kabul, as in Islamabad, few people expect the Jirga to produce any diplomatic breakthroughs. But Afghanistan's National Security Advisor, Zalmay Razul, says he remains optimistic the meeting will be worthwhile.
We from the Afghan side, we are putting a lot of hope that this Jirga will give the starting point of an understanding between the Afghan people and Pakistani people that the war on terror cannot be won if all of us do not work together.
U.S. officials say they hope the Jirga will ease tensions and improve security between the two countries, both key allies in the U.S.-led war against terrorism. The plan to hold this Jirga was conceived in Washington last year. More than 700 delegates will attend, including local politicians, religious leaders, and tribal elders. But security experts say some of the most influential actors will not be participating. The local Taliban was not invited, and many of their tribal supporters from Pakistan say they will boycott the meeting. In Islamabad Tuesday, Pakistan's Interior Ministry spokesman, Brigadier Javed Iqbal Chima, urged the tribal representatives to reconsider their decision.
There's still time, and I hope they would join the Jirga. And I think it's time that we have to rise above our personal interests, above our political interests.
Pakistan Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz is now expected to join Afghan President Hamid Karzai Thursday in place of President Musharraf. U.S. and Afghan authorities have accused Islamabad of ignoring Taliban bases in Pakistan's volatile tribal areas. Pakistan denies those charges and recently stepped up military operations targeting suspected Taliban camps. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kabul.